All right, I have an analogy. Work with me here for a second. It's an urban planning football analogy. It takes a few seconds, but I think you'll see where I'm going. Have you ever seen one of those aerial photos of a typical city from the 1950s or at some point before it got really developed? There's usually this concentrated urban center, sparsely populated surrounding areas, and maybe some farmland. And then if you see another photo of 10 years later, the farms get smaller, the development gets bigger, and then in the 70s it happens. And by today, you'll see what's known as sprawl in all directions. Think of that city as the phenomenon of college bowl games. When the bowls started, there was one, and then a little later, two or three. They were always on one day, New Year's Day, and all those bowls were always important. That's like the vibrant downtown of the city. But now newer bowls pit truly mediocre teams against each other. That's like the prefab, characterless communities. And you know what happens? Even the old houses in the downtowns with the wraparound porches are now in not-so-desirable neighborhoods. Sometimes venerable old bowl games like the Cotton Bowl and the Rose Bowl lose some of their luster. I mean, who can really stand 32 bowl games in 19 days? Peter Schrager can. He writes for FoxSports.com, and his recent article on the Bulls begins. Do you remember that quote, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, 32 bowls in 19 days. I can handle it. You can tell me how my recent article began because it's all true. And I did break up with a girlfriend once over the Peach Bowl.
That was the first line. I once broke up with a girlfriend because of the Peach Bowl. Now tell our listeners who might be laboring under the idea that the Peach Bowl is very important. How important is the Peach Bowl?
Yeah, the Peach Bowl is a bowl that is played on December 31st or December 30th. It's one of 32 bowls. I think it pits the third best team in the SEC against the second best team in the ACC.
So I'll put you on this.
You tell me.
I'll put you on the spot with an analogy. If the National Championship Day is Christmas, what holiday is the Peach Bowl like?
We're Flag Day, Arbor Day, one of those two. I think we're up at that point.
So you broke up with a girlfriend over the Arbor Day of bowl games.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted to go to a Christmas party. I was her plus one. I had to watch a mediocre SEC team play an ACC team on a Friday night in the middle of Christmas season. It was important to me.
Why do you like these bowl games so much?
I think they're beautiful. I think they're 32 games in 19 days. It's like binge bowling. If you're a college football fan, it's kind of you're storing up for the off season, and it's all you can get. It's a buffet, all you can eat, and I just can't stop. I'm addicted to it. I am glued to the couch. I love it.
What about – you heard the arguments I was making, and I think maybe the strongest one is that with so many bowls, you have a number of bowls where teams with literally 500 records are playing each other, games that no one would tune into if they took place during the season. I mean, you don't think that there's an over-proliferation?
There quite possibly could be. They actually had a New Mexico Bowl this year. I think it was the third or fourth year they've had it. Played in Albuquerque last Saturday at 4:30 between Nevada, who is barely a 500 team, and New Mexico. Now, each school gets an allotment of tickets, usually a couple thousand, to fill the stadium. Nevada had 95 fans total take tickets and go to Albuquerque for this game. There was 95 fans from the University of Nevada watching, and I sat home and watched it in my home on a Saturday afternoon and watched New Mexico beat Nevada 23-0. It's a game that no one watched, and it's probably a game that no one cared about, but if it's on the television, a lot of college football fans are going to watch it.
Do you think the teams play hard?
It's tough to determine. You know, a lot of these teams do play hard. Some of them are, upset where they ended up with the bowl, and they're disappointed, and they're not motivated to play. Other teams are just so thrilled to be on national TV, they give it their all. It's such a crapshoot. It depends how the coach motivates. A lot of these teams are being coached by guys who weren't the coaches all season, because a lot of these guys have taken new jobs for next year. So it's interesting to see what motivates and who gets motivated and who doesn't. It's sometimes terrible football, sometimes it's great football. You never know, and it's really fun to watch.
I see that, you definitely get off on the weirdness of it. One of the weird things is the names. Most of these bowl games are sponsored. My all-time favorite one is probably yours, too, the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl. Do you like any other of the names of the bowls?
Yeah, a lot of my favorites aren't around anymore. There was always the galleryfurniture.com bowl. That was one of my favorites. That's no longer around.
Is the website around? I don't even know.
I don't even know if the website's around. That might have been one from the .com box. I'm
right,
not sure.
Right.
But the Meineke Car Care Bowl's been around for
Yeah, I object to that because it's a stupid name, and it's Meineke Muffler. I mean, they spend $1 million telling us, I don't want to pay a lot for this muffler, and all of a sudden it's Meineke Car Care, like they're healing our car with crystals or something.
It's true. I have many sleepless nights. I'm just wondering what Meineke car care was, and I'm still coming to terms with it. But the game itself was pretty good, so I can handle it.
Yeah, did it pit teams who were 500 or what?
Yeah, the Meineke Bowl.
That was Wake Forest versus Connecticut, so that was a good game.
It was a good game. You know, Wake Forest ended up winning. They came back. Again, 1 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. If you were watching, you were a diehard.
And finally, the Chick-fil-A Bowl. They played it on a Monday. Do you think if that game were scheduled for a Sunday, they'd have to cancel it? Because Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A does, respect a Sunday. They also respect the chicken biscuit morning sandwich. And Clemson-Auburn went to overtime. It was a good game.
All right.
It was on New Year's Eve.
Peter Schrager loves the Bulls. He writes for FoxSports.com. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I awesome. Appreciate it.